Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
And just sitting down with me here now is the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Sheldon Silver, who hosted an event here at the Sheraton at the New York Delegation Ballroom last night and just came out, and you can probably hear a lot of people streaming out of the ballroom where Senator Clinton just spoke, and we carried those remarks live as well as others. Speaker Silver, welcome back to WNYC. Nice to see you in Denver.
Pleasure to be with you, Brian.
Talk to me about New York State.
Well, I think you heard it this morning when you heard Hillary Clinton live on this station. Hillary Clinton knows that New York and the nation needs a Democrat in the White House. Hillary Clinton, as I said yesterday to some of the news media, would lead that charge to bring about a united Democratic Party for Barack Obama.
Do you think that's what we witnessed here this morning? Because as far as the public knew, as far as most of the press knew, she was going to speak once at this convention tomorrow night. Now all of a sudden here was this second appearance where she talked about how it may take Democrats a little while, but they're going to come around for Barack Obama. Was this divisive for her to speak a second time and steal the spotlight?
Absolutely not. Hillary Clinton is the favorite daughter of New York. She came to her base, to her supporters. She's our senator. And she said to them, some of her strongest supporters, we have to unite on behalf of the Democratic ticket. We can't afford four more years of George Bush in the White House.
Another historic change that may take place after this fall is that Democrats may take the state Senate in New York. Then you would have all three branches of government. What do you think that would mean at a policy level?
I think we'd be able to move in a united way to help the working men and women of New York. We wouldn't be concerned with the tax level on the highest 1% earners in this state. We'd be concerned about creating jobs, about health care, about educating our children so that New York will be competitive in this global economy, will give the children in our schools, the ones who are starting kindergarten next week and the week after. That's the workforce in New York in 2025.
You don't need to be concerned about the tax levels on people earning $1 million because they have the choice to move anywhere they want?
Well, first of all, the people over $1 million who pay New York taxes, 46% of them don't live in New York to begin with. They need New York in order to earn their sum. I didn't say we don't have to be concerned. What I said is Republicans are only concerned about that part of New York.
And you disagree on that with Governor Patterson.
Well, I think Governor Patterson will understand we need a fair tax system. We need an elasticity in our structure of taxes. There is no reason why somebody who makes $60,000 should be paying the highest tax rate in New York. But that's a fact.
What's your message, and I'm going to let you go, to voters around New York State in those swing Senate districts? You want an all-Democratic, you're talking to them now, and you're saying you want an all-Democratic government in New York State because?
Because New York is Democratic. New York understands it. We have two United States senators. We have a majority, a great majority. Our congressional representatives are Democrat. It is a Democratic state. Democrats represent the values of New York. Democrats will put in place the values of New York.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We continue in a minute from the Democratic Convention.